ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shut down 22 days and counting, now the second longest in history. Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over talks to restore health care benefits. Key programs, including SNAP benefits, could also be delayed. ABC's Selena Wang is at a food bank in Washington, D.C.
Here in D.C., I spoke to the CEO of Capital Area Food Bank. They are preparing for a surge in demand, as you not only have furloughed federal workers who are missing paychecks, you also have thousands of federal workers who have been fired. She says that starting this week, they're setting up additional food distributions specifically to help federal workers and contractors.
In Israel today, Vice President J.D. Vance meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's president, asking for patience on the return of deceased hostages in Gaza, and says the U.S. remains confident the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas will hold. On Wall Street, stocks lower today over concerns of renewing trade battles. This is ABC News. If you're thinking about getting on the dating app Tinder, you may have to get ready to get your face scanned.
It's a first. Match Group, which owns Tinder, announcing the U.S. rollout of FaceCheck TM, a first-of-its-kind facial verification feature that helps confirm users are real and match their profile photos. FaceCheck is now required for all new users in 7 countries and the state of California and will roll out to additional U.S. states in the coming months. New members take a short video selfie within the app. If the system confirms the person is real and matches profile photos, it issues a badge signaling to others they're legit.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league is not considering dropping Bad Bunny as the headline performer during the Super Bowl halftime. The artist from Puerto Rico has been a critic of President Trump and his immigration policies. Trump also criticizing the NFL's choice. The Super Bowl, February 8th, hosted by the San Francisco 49ers at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Rain-X wipers are the number one wiper blades in America. That means all kinds of drivers choose Rain-X. Big drivers in small cars choose Rain-X. Small drivers in big cars choose Rain-X. Drivers with long hair and short commutes choose Rain-X. Drivers with short hair and long commutes choose Rain-X. Drivers with pets on board, babies on board, and bored babies on board choose Rain-X. Basically, drivers who love a clear view of the road all choose Rain-X wipers, the number one wiper blades in America.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, filling in for Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Newport. Proposed legislation at the state capitol gets some star power. We get more from Bob Haig.
It would create a coordinated effort to improve availability and access to information about perimenopause and menopause. State Senator Diane Hesselbein.
It will save lives and change countless health outcomes.
Hesselbein and Representative Robin Vining joined on a Tuesday media call by Oscar-winning actor Halle Berry.
It's stigmatized. We're afraid because we're ignorant to what is happening to our bodies. That's why education is so important.
The bill directs the Department of Health Services to provide a portal to information and has bipartisan support.
Republican Eric Toney is running again for Wisconsin Attorney General. Sean Maloney has an update.
The 41-year-old Fond du Lac County District Attorney is seeking a rematch with current Attorney General Democrat Josh Call. Call defeated Toney by 35,000 votes 3 years ago, a difference of just 1.3 percentage points. Toney was elected as the Fond du Lac DA in 2013 and beat former State Representative Adam Jarko in the 2022 Republican primary for AG. The general election is next November, and the primary is August 11th. As of now, no other Republican or Democratic candidates have announced a run for Attorney General.
Governor Tony Evers warning that Wisconsin's food share program will run out of funding soon if the government shutdown continues. Evers says the Trump administration notified Wisconsin there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits. Evers says food share, which is 100% funded by the federal government, is now in jeopardy. Nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites could be without access to basic food and groceries if the shutdown continues. Evers' office says it is closely monitoring funding levels for WIC, a separate food assistance program for women, infants, and children. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds on tap for your Wednesday and breezy northwest winds up around 25 miles per hour with highs topping out in the mid-40s. In the overnight, scattered clouds in upper 20s to near 30, mostly sunny Thursday near 50. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 44 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Why that's happening. We'll also get the latest on Trump administration efforts to rebuild the beef cow herd. We'll figure out how the globe ended up with a glut of crude oil and what it means to the markets. And we will get harvest reports from North Dakota and Illinois on this week's Farmer Forum.
Live from the fruited plains surrounding Hump Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll have a quick chat with Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas, followed by Bill Flynn from the Price Futures Group. Then it's our Farmer Forum with panelists Chad Lehman and Chase DeWitts. Directly following the news, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Laurie.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, we're going to have to go rapid fire with both Senator Moran and Phil Flynn coming up here in the next segment, in the second segment of the show this morning. Yeah. Because a lot of ground to cover with both of those guests, and we will get it done in the second segment. And then, man, oh man, Chase and Chad are fired up for this morning's Farmer Forum.
Excellent.
Lots of things that they have added to the list of what they want to talk about. So it kind of feels like I'm just going to be able to just get them started, Davis, and then get the heck out of the way and let them have a conversation.
Just open the chute and hold on to your hat.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Wednesday morning. That is Davis Michelson. And, of course, we've got Big Apple Joe Stackler keeping us up and running here as well. The county offices. We're going to talk more about that as the show goes on. But there are some reasons that they are trying to get the county offices at least partially operational. Mm-hmm. Don't know all the details yet on exactly what is going to be happening.
Open might be a stretch. Operational, I think, is a good term for it.
Right. And one other thing that we are going to be watching today, last night on Newsmax, Secretary Rollins said, watch for a big announcement regarding beef policy, I guess, today. So we're going to be watching for that. There must be another cabinet meeting that we're going to have to sit in on at some point today. Let's get to the news, buddy.
Chip, the National Weather Service today reports colder and drier weather along with gusty winds will expand from the Midwest and Ohio Valley into the mid-Atlantic states as a high-pressure ridge builds in from the northern plains. Frost advisories are in place today from western Nebraska through most of Illinois and Iowa and into southern Indiana. Did you get a little frost overnight, Chip?
Yeah, we sure did. There was a bit of a breeze overnight, so it really didn't set in. Tonight looks like the night that we could even see a little bit of ice on puddles in the morning.
Oh. Well, in the overnight session, December corn was steady. Novi beans up 2 cents. December winter wheat futures markets were 0.75 cents weaker-ish. Soybeans have become the leader on upside price moves in the grains. Soybean meal futures gains recently have been impressive, with December meal hitting a four-week high overnight. The U.S. dollar and crude oil futures were slightly higher. The market's in a minute, Chip. What's up?
Yeah, half to a penny and a quarter higher in the corn, 1 to 3 cents higher in soybeans. Wheat is even trying to trade higher this morning, right. 2 to 4 cents higher there. Cattle complex is on the defensive again here this morning. That's put a little pressure on lean hogs.
Well, gold and silver prices overnight extended losses after both metals on Tuesday suffered major losses and saw their worst routes in many years on concerns the rallies had run too far, too fast. Gold futures prices at one point Tuesday were down over $2.50 an ounce, while silver saw prices down over $3.50 an ounce at one point. Well, get this, everybody. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins announced, despite the ongoing government shutdown, aid to farmers will be distributed via the FSA beginning tomorrow. In a post on X, Rollins said this, quote, "This Thursday, USDA will resume Farm Service Agency core operations, including critical services for farm loan processing, ARC and PLC payments, and other programs." She continued, over $3 billion in assistance to farmers have counted on in their business planning decisions. Chip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get as many of the details as we possibly can from Senator Moran here coming up at the start of the next segment.
Well, Chip, President Trump at midday yesterday predicted an upcoming meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping would yield a good deal on trade. However, he then added the possibility remains that the meeting could fail to materialize. Meanwhile, U.S. Treasury Secretary Bessent is expected to meet with his Chinese counterparts to discuss de-escalation of trade tensions ahead of the possible Trump-Xi talks.
You know, real quick here, I'm going to mention this. Yeah. I believe Senator Moran had a conversation with USTR Chief Greer this morning. So I'm probably going to start there when we get the senator on.
Excellent. Well, Chip, Brazilian farmers are planting a record number of corn and soybean acres for the 25-26 crop season. CONAB predicts Brazil's soybean acreage will increase by 3.5% to the largest area on record. Corn acreage also expected to expand, climbing 4%. That according to initial estimates. And finally, the U.S. government shutdown, now in its 22nd day, has become the second longest in history as the stalemate between the two parties over expiring health care subsidies persists. Over to you, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop. Good morning, Margie.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
That ag retailer has become much more important in farmer seed selection over the years, haven't they?
I'm always intrigued to learn about what goes on in farmer purchase decision processes. And our friends at Stratus Research just came out with a report really looking to decode what goes into a seed decision. And the big takeaway from that report is that nothing happens without the retailer. Now, when they are referring to retailer, they're talking about not only a traditional ag retailer, but also a seed dealer or independent seed dealer there. And also, I think timely for this year would be yield and performance characteristics when it comes to seed decisions are always paramount, even more so this year as farmers are really looking at the value of that seed purchase. So what are some other takeaways from the report? One is that layers of marketing really build success. That includes everything from traditional media like you and I do to field days, plot tours, and that one-on-one farmer outreach. There's also an interesting takeaway on how there's tension between getting the mass approach of how to get your seed brand out there, as well as that one-on-one. And that's illustrated by this third point, which is farmers need, on average, about 3 points of contact before they're going to make a seed purchase. And so the other takeaway for the retail side is really how seed brands can invest in four things to better equip retailers: training, clear value propositions, product performance data, and also confidence building resources in that sales process.
Answers to the questions that the farmers are going to have those ready to go. Good stuff, Margie. Appreciate it. www.thedailyscoop.com. We'll be right back.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Winfield United. Unlock the full potential of every field with Winfield United crop protection solutions built from decades of research. Built for success, built for you, built for it. Learn more at WinfieldUnited.com.
SuperLock Adjuvant from Winfield United is herbicide performance simplified. This novel single formulation combines a high surfactant crop oil concentrate with proprietary drift reduction technology, making it highly adaptable to various crop types and herbicides. Put simply, it's a single-use adjuvant that's easy to use. Built for simplicity. Built for boosting herbicides. SuperLock. Built for it. Always read and follow label instructions. Actual results may vary.
Stop feeling the pinch. Whether that be the stress of pinch rows in the fields or the pinch in your wallet, rest assured Titan International has the solution with LSW technology. With LSW technology, you can add up to 15 additional bushels per acre in your pinch rows, truly maximizing every inch of your field. What's even better? You can pay for one set of LSWs in just one season. Visit titan-intl.com/supersingles today and learn how to stop feeling the pinch and grow a positive payoff with LSW technology.
Always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn, featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand, never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority. With a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I started making supplements for dairy cows in my garage and selling them to local farmers. Now First Choice Dairy Supply distributes products all across the U.S. and in 50 countries around the world. I'm Tucker Silverhorn, president of First Choice Dairy Supply, and I've been a member of Wisconsin Credit Union for over 20 years. I have a master's degree in organic chemistry. I know how to make these products, but I am not a money person. I need a partner with financial expertise, and that's Wisconsin Credit Union. I trust Wisconsin with all my financial matters because they've done such a good job of bringing different solutions to the table, being open and clear with their communication. As a business owner, I wear a lot of hats. One day I might be working on chemistry. One day I might be developing a new product. The next day I might be doing sales. Next day I might be plowing this parking lot. Having Wisconsin Credit Union come down and spend time with me, that's been really valuable for me. I run the science. They help me run the business.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
I can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us on this Wednesday morning. We're going to hop right to it. We've got U.S. Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas on the line with us. Senator Moran, welcome back to AgriTalk.
Chip, good to be with you. Thank you. I know you're short of time, and I'm glad to be on the program.
Glad that you are here. Okay, I understand that you had a conversation with U.S. Trade Rep Jamison Greer this morning. Can you tell us what you learned about negotiations with China?
A little bit of everything in that conversation, but I chair the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds USTR, so Ambassador Greer was kind enough to spend some time in my office. We probably were there for nearly an hour. And I invited the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, Senator Bozeman, and the chairman of the Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, Senator Hovind, to join me. And so it was a good conversation, mostly focused on trade as it relates to farmers and ranchers in the United States. And I would start with the beginning of the conversation, a lot of talk about importing beef from Argentina. That was a significant topic of conversation, followed by the ambassador is getting ready to travel to Southeast Asia, where in a few days he may meet up with President Trump, and they'll be determined whether there's conversations that take place with Xi and China at the end of this trip. But in the meantime, he is negotiating trade agreements, bilateral trade agreements with countries in Southeast Asia, some which he says are really ready to be signed during this trip, and some that are close to being signed and be in place in the near future. So some of the countries in Southeast Asia are certainly in the forefront of the ambassador's trip. But of course, China is the real key to making certain that our farmers have the markets they need. And we emphasize certainly the idea of what's happening to the circumstance with soybeans. And I'm never shy about bringing up the topic of grain sorghum, never want it to be forgotten. And the ambassador indicated to me that in all of his conversations, it is now soybeans and grain sorghum. And that's an important one for many farmers and ranchers across the country, but particularly in Kansas. So that is the topic. And we don't know what's going to happen in regard to China, but that's certainly in the crosshairs of possibility of those conversations taking place in the next few weeks.
Sure. Some good news out in farm country. The reopening of the FSA offices tomorrow. Is it all of the offices reopening?
That's the way I understand it, and that is good news. This gives us a chance there for farmers to have the conversations and proceed to get the checks, the assistance that comes from ARC or PLC dating back to the 24 year. And I had a farmer call me from Northwest Kansas. I left my card at a grain elevator when I was out there a couple of weeks ago, and he had a check that he just needed endorsed by FSA, and he couldn't get it done. We called him today to say, if you go in on Thursday or Friday, they'll be open and they can endorse your check. It's just the small things and big things. Yeah. And we're glad to have that open. It will entitle any disaster payments that are tied to CCC, non-ad hoc disaster payments, to be processed as well. And that's really important at this point.
Yeah, it's just day-to-day operations for a lot of the guys out there. And they do need those signatures. Marketing loan programs, are those going to be available?
That's the way I understand it. I mean, I guess we'll see a bit as this opens, and you know, the government shutdown is still a challenge. And we talked about this when I was last on your program. Mm-hmm. Government shutdown means that there aren't people going to work, and we already and now this opening is a real benefit. But we never had enough people working in county FSA offices to begin with, and so I assume this is going to be a challenge for those who work there. And for the farmers that are needing the assistance. And so I would guess it's going to be rocky, of a start, but at least it's a start. And we'll continue to work here to see if we can't get government back and functioning as quickly as possible.
All right. Give me 30 seconds on your message from cattlemen out in Kansas to President Trump about the beef plans.
Well, a resounding rejection of the idea that we need to be importing more beef. I mean, there would be those who would say, let the markets take place, let them. But I would say, 58% of the receipts in ag receipts in Kansas come from livestock, meaning that even our most of our producers in cultivated crop land still raise cattle. And that's been the one bright spot that we've had. And so is cattle, and the time in which the crop side is so bad, and now if importing beef would mean it would be less profitable, and that's another kind of problem in the works. And I hope that the message has been received by those who are making decisions that it is not a good idea, that we do not, it's not a good idea to import beef, and we ought not be trying to reduce the price to cattlemen at a time in which that's the one thing that's working. Let the markets play
Excellent. Senator, thank you for making time for us this morning. We certainly appreciate it. Travel safe.
I thought maybe we'd hear from Secretary Rollins is why I was thinking that 11:15 for the Eastern time would work, but we haven't heard what she was presumably going to say this morning.
Not yet. We haven't. I've been watching the news myself, Senator. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. You bet. Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas. Let's bring in Phil Flynn, energy analyst there at the Price Futures Group. Phil, it's good to talk to you this morning. How are you? I don't think we've got his audio. Phil, I don't think we've got your audio.
What happened? There they are. They're trying to cut me off. No way. I will speak. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm doing great.
Good.
It looks very fall-like. It looks like a scene from Halloween, the movie outside, but fall is here, and that's when a young trader's mind starts turning about winter fuel supplies whenever I see
that's
those
right.
things start to change.
How did we end up where we're at with the crude oil supplies, Phil?
You know, I mean, this is kind of crazy, but I think I'm seeing historic not caring. What's the word I'm looking for, right? Nobody cares about oil. I mean, if you look at where gold is, it just hit a record high. You can't put gold in your gas tank, but it takes 70 barrels of oil to buy 1 ounce of gold. This is crazy, right? We haven't seen that kind of discrepancy between oil and gold since we shut down the entire economy and oil went below zero. So right. Oil is one of the most underpriced assets probably on the planet right now.
Okay, so how you're great at connecting dots from one market to the next. How do we connect the dots from this crude oil to the gold and silver markets back to what's happening in ag commodities?
Well, I mean, for the producers, it's great because it's going to keep diesel prices down. But I would definitely be looking at a hedge at these prices because we're already getting an admission from the Trump administration the prices are getting pretty cheap. And how do I know that? Because the Energy Secretary, Chris Wright, after the Trump administration bought 1 million barrels for the reserve, said, hey, well, why are you buying for the strategic reserve right now? He says, because prices are cheap. So that's different from what we've heard from the Trump, where it's low prices, low prices, low prices. They're starting to realize right now that the producers can't make money at these prices. So they have to support these prices, because if you go too much lower, you're gone. And we keep hearing this rumor of the so-called oil glut, floating storage at a record high. Well, we're not seeing that in the U.S. We just got a report from the EIA, Energy Information Administration, that showed that oil supplies are 4% below average. Now, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, Chip, but 4% below average doesn't sound like an oil glut to me.
No, not at all. Not at all. Where are all these headlines coming from then, Phil?
Well, they're seeing a lot of record storage in very large crude carriers. And they're getting this assumption that that only happens when you have too much supply. But that isn't always the case. What we're seeing right now, because of the tensions in the Middle East, a lot of these crude carriers were taking longer routes to get from point A to point B. That puts more storage. And we're also seeing that a lot of the supply is going a lot more effectively from boat to the refinery. So it's almost more expensive at this point to store oil on land than it is on water. And so it's giving this false perception that we have a glut, when in reality, the supplies are a lot tighter than the market believes. Wow. Take into account, too, that the strategic reserve, we got to buy back 180 million barrels of oil. That's a lot more than is floating out in the ocean somewhere.
Man, that's good perspective, Phil. I mean, it explains why we are seeing some softness in the fuel market out here in the countryside, but it helps us understand why maybe diesel fuel prices aren't going to back off as much as we would like. I've only got time to mention this. You've got a special report out there. Why gold? Why now? You guys, Google Phil Flynn. Get this report. Download this report and give it a read. Dude, it's awesome. Well done.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that, my friend. And why gold? Why now? Why not? Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Phil, we will get you back on again here real soon. Thank you so much, sir, buddy. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it, Phil Flynn. Thank you so much.
Phil, energy analyst at Price Futures Group. Like I said, just Google Phil Flynn and why gold? Why now? Get a copy of that report. It's really good. We got the Farmer Forum next.
Next on our Corn Hall of Fame tour, Pioneer brand Power Core and List Corn.
Ooh, look at all the trophies.
Yes, Power Core and List beats competitors with a 7.7 bushel per acre yield advantage. Three distinct modes of pest control action and unsurpassed herbicide flexibility mean above ground pests and weeds can't win.
But what if they try?
They wouldn't dare.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/powerup.
They say that good things come in threes, and now Pivot Bio Proven G3 is proving it. The first proven product with three modes of action is now available to feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential.
Proven G3 locks in at the roots to deliver steady nutrition when and where your corn needs it most. Lock in and learn more at pivotbio.com/provenG3.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Look, markets are mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 3 to 1701, December down 10 to 1641, January down 3 to 1607, February up 1 at 1617. The cattle complex is trading lower as the markets are continuing to wait to see what U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has to say about rebuilding the cattle herd here in the U.S. Hog markets continue to trade mostly lower as well, as the contracts need more immediate fundamental support before traders would advance any contracts higher. October live cattle down 275 to 240.92. October feeder cattle down 617. to 366.75. December hogs down 65 cents to 82.62. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat are all mostly higher as the market continues to chop along in their recent trading ranges. There has been some higher Matif wheat prices. That's providing some support to wheat. We're also seeing as well a touch of short covering, but really the underlying harvest weather and harvest pressure does continue in the markets. But again, the market's still just chopping around. December corn now up 3 to 422 and 3 quarters. November beans now up 4.5 to 1035 and a quarter. December wheat up 3 to 503 and a quarter. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready?
Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Emplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
AgriTalk is brought to you by new Proven G3 from Pivot Bio. Proven G3 is bringing corn farmers three game-changing modes of action that feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential. Lock in and learn more at pivotbio.com.
Man, it might feel like we've covered a lot of ground already, but we're just really getting a good start on this morning show. It's time for this week's Farmer Forum. We've got Chase DeWitts up in North Dakota. Chase, it's good to talk to you again. How are you, man?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Chip?
Doing real fine, real fine. Stay right there. We're going to get back to you here in just a second. Chad Lehman in Illinois. Chad, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Chip. It's good to talk to you again. It's been, I think, World Pork was the last time I saw you.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. It's been a while. Whole growing season since then, Chad.
That's right.
Yeah, how did it turn out for you?
It was a good year in Central Illinois. Maybe a tick off of last year's, but overall, good growing season. Crop corn especially dried down quickly. Harvest is pretty well wrapped up around here.
Okay. All right. Let's go up to Chase and get a report up there. Man, oh, man, Chase, the market has really been focused on what's going on in the Northwest production areas, South Dakota, North Dakota, Western Minnesota, up into the Valley this year because of, you know, just the influence that you guys have had on acres. What's the status with your harvest?
We're done with soybeans. We got done Sunday night. We're working on sunflowers and corn today. Yields extremely variable. We got frost the morning of September 6th.
Yep.
And that had a significant effect on us. You have one area that with frost and you go a mile, 2 miles away, no frost, really spotty, but where we did have the frost on both the corn and the beans, it was significant.
Yeah.
Damage.
Yep. Yeah. And you know, Chase, when that frost hit, everybody just, it's not that big of a deal. It was light. It was up in the Northwest. I'm like, you guys, this is a month early. And if we do any damage at all, it's going to show up. And it showed up. There's no question, right?
It was significant. I mean, we had a phenomenal crop coming to that point. And even within a field, in the soybeans, you'd have, I mean, it cut yield in half on the soybeans in the area where you froze compared to where you didn't.
Yeah.
Just mostly due to elevation change.
Yep.
And we're seeing the same thing in the corn now, but the problem in the corn is we have, within the same field, we have 15 to 30% moisture corn within the same field. From the area of field that froze to what didn't freeze, and it's really been making it challenging.
Yeah. Yeah, man, oh, man. It makes it a challenge. Ugh. You just move that straight to town and let that be somebody else's problem, don't you, Chase?
Well, you know, there's not a lot of grain dryer capacity in this area. The elevator that I'm only sitting a couple miles away from right now doesn't even have a grain dryer. We are drying right now, but, I mean, from load to load, we're varying by 5, 6, 7, 8 points. It's all over the board.
Man, oh, man, that is tough. That is tough. Okay.
And light test weight. Most of this corn is only 50-some pounds, or low 50s for test weight.
Okay. Yeah, it was such a promising year, and it kind of turned into crap in a lot of different ways up there for you guys on this crop. No doubt about it. Chad, we just had, and we continue to get news and get details on the reopening of the FSA offices, the county offices. It's an important move, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, frankly, what's it been, 3 weeks now, maybe 20, 21 days that it's been shut down? And with harvest swing in full swing, I don't know that farmers noticed it a lot in our area. But I think, you know, now you're starting to process CRP payments, starting to fill out production reports and report production for crop insurance. And so I think it's a good move. It needed to happen.
Yep. Chase, what about for you? Is the reopening of the FSA offices, are you going to notice it?
Yeah, I mean, there's some fall reported crops. And are they even going to be open to that? I don't know if that's going to be, means they're going to be limited staff. I mean, there's some RPLC payments need to go out. And then had the CRP payments went out yet or not?
No,
I'm not sure on that, but
no, they haven't. Hopefully,
I mean,
this is going to get those payments out. Yeah.
What about CCC? Are they going to be doing anything with CCC loans or not?
Well, we just asked Senator Moran about that, and he's still looking for the details on it. My understanding is that marketing loans will be available through CCC. That's part of the reason that they're getting the FSA open. Chad, have you heard anything on that?
No, and I was going to ask you, you know, what our reference price is going to be. They're still the same, right?
Yes, on 24 crop that you would be getting paid on, Yeah, those are the lower reference prices. The increase in the reference prices aren't going to impact you, the ARC and the PLC payments until the 25 crop, and those payments don't come until a year from right now.
So, well, a long way from seeing those, but I guess if farmers want to put their stored corn under loan, obviously that'd be 25 crop. And, you know, with the prices being as low as they were, I don't think they've had a lot of interest in that. But with interest rates being what they are, I suppose that it's good to look into.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, I want to...
What does that mean if we take us...
Go ahead, Chase.
Go ahead. No. What I was going to say is, does that mean if we put our corn or beans on loan while the government shut down, we don't have to pay interest on that time frame? Or
hey, man, that seems like some paperwork somebody needs to file somewhere, someplace. Love it. No. Love it. Okay, let's talk about a couple of other headline issues that are happening out there. Chase, you brought up a really good one. API, the American Petroleum Institute, pulled its support for E15 this week for year-round availability and nationwide availability of E15. Chase, this E15, this is a deal that it's gone on long enough, man. We just need to get this done, don't we?
Yeah. Well, it seems like the biggest thing is we can't find the right, what you want to call it, chassis or whatever bill to get this pushed through Congress. It just feels like we've had just a political shift here away from, you know, any type of biofuels policy, the ebb and flow of politics, it seems.
Yeah. Chase, even as we continue to try to figure out what's going on trade issues, we don't have any clarity on some of these biofuels issues. And if the trade situation, I'll send this over to Chad. Chad, if the trade situation is going to stay like it is for a while, which it appears it's going to, let's at least make a move and promote the biofuels policies and get them moving forward, right?
Don't you feel like things just lay around in Congress and nothing can really, really get done? The farm bill has been such a major obstacle, and that's really the vehicle to get so much of this accomplished. But it seems like we just can't swing that. So we have a bunch of stopgap stuff going on, and I don't know that anything happens. I mean, what if the government stays shut down till, you know, January? It seems like a long time, but I guess it's possible. I don't know that much is going to get accomplished anymore this year.
Yeah, this is a conversation that we have quite often, Chad. You know, it feels like there's more lawmakers trying to stop things from happening than there are lawmakers trying to get things done. And that's a big problem for us. Chase, your thought?
I agree 100%. Nothing gets done. And like Chad just alluded to, I don't know if the government was even open, if anything would get done anyway. No, I don't know. And we're seeing this from production and everything else. I mean, just look to Brazil, what they're doing within their ethanol industry. They're already at E27. I seen an article yesterday talking about shipping company Maersk looking at adding ethanol into their methanol blend for their ships, for their two-stroke engines in their ships. There's so much progression going on there in agriculture in Brazil outside of all the market share they've taken from us. And here we just keep getting backed into a corner here.
Yep. Good point. We're getting left behind on several fronts, and we need to be a leader on these issues rather than playing catch-up all the time. And it does feel like we're playing catch-up. Hey, one other thing out here, guys, real quick. Representative Crawford in Arkansas has presented some legislation to remove payment limits on ARC and PLC payments on 2025 crops, those payments that would come a year from now. I want to get your reaction to that idea next here on AgriTalk.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durant help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Cali.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
It's now Chad Kimmelshue, PhD and product manager at Pivot Bio. Chad, how is Proven G3 performing this harvest? What results are growers seeing?
Proven G3 is really holding strong this growing season. We're seeing good results when Proven G3 is used on top of the grower's nitrogen program. And in some areas where we didn't see as much nitrogen loss, we're seeing really good efficacy when the grower is following our best management practices and using our product in that nitrogen reduction zone of 20 to 40 pounds.
Proven G3, it's got three modes of action. Tell us what that means and why it's important for nitrogen management.
We classify those modes of action as feed, boost, and amplified. The feed means that's our proprietary gene-edited microbes that are fixing that nitrogen and continually feeding that to the plant. And then the boost is our additional two microbes in the G3 product. And so we're seeing a nice bump in specifically iron and manganese, you know, anywhere from about 13 to 18% more of those nutrients into the plant. And then we have our third mode of action, which is amplify. Larger root surface allows more area for our microbes to colonize, allows us to be able to grow faster, produce more nitrogen.
Okay, so what makes Proven G3 different from the other nitrogen solutions that are out there on the market?
We're a little bit cheaper than a lot of nitrogen sources on the market right now. And our nitrogen is the most reliable. It adhered to the roots. It's not going to leach. It's not going to go away. And our growers know that it's going to be there when they need it.
Where can growers go to learn more and to see results in their area?
Go to pivotbio.com/provenit, P-R-O-V-E-N-I-T.
Excellent, Chad. Thank you. That is Chad Kimmelshue, product manager at Pivot Bio.
Yield data is worthless unless it's local yield data from fields like yours, that is. At Champion Seed, we don't tout big national yield averages because that doesn't help you make decisions about your fields. Instead, we match seed to your soil with recommendations rooted in agronomic expertise and data from fields close to home. Our hand-picked seed lineup includes a champion for every field. Find yours at plantchampion.com.
Why risk it? Your herd may have antigenic gaps that are not being covered by the products currently available.
Custom-made vaccines provide a unique advantage in that they can be formulated to hurt specific bacterial and viral needs. Choose the exact isolates, adjuvant, packaging, and size you need with Vaxinova for a vaccine formulated to your needs. Find out more by visiting us at vaxinova.us.com. That's vaxinova.us.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Champion Seed. Every field deserves its champion. Find yours at plantchampion.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us for the Farmer Forum. We've got Chad Lehman in Illinois, Chase DeWitts in North Dakota. Guys, I want to get to that topic there real quick on this one. Chad, what do you think? Take the limits off, the payment limits off ARC and PLC on those 25 crops, the support payments that will be coming a year from now? Does that help?
Oh, I think so. I mean, that, I guess, you know, when you talk payment limits, are you still maxed out according to the total payment, though, or are they going to remove those as well, depending on the size of the farm?
Well, I would think if you remove the payment limits on the PLC and the ARC, that it would not apply to the maximum payment.
That's what I would prefer. I mean, why penalize farmers for the size of farm that they operate? I mean, let's just put everybody on a level playing field. The risk is the same no matter whether you farm little or big.
Yep.
So that'd be my preference, is let's quit playing games with it, remove the payment limits, and let everybody receive whatever the value should be for their production. Maybe not a popular opinion.
No, hey, I understand the argument and the logic that you're going through there. Chase, your thoughts on that?
Well, there's a lot of confusion regarding these payment limits. You know, if you're going to do it just for RPLC, is that going to be the case for payment limits on other programs? If we do have a ad hoc program here, what payment limits are we going to have there? We had expanded payment limits that came out of the One Big Beautiful Bill, or the 3B bill. From what I've been told, that won't take effect until that gets through IRS. We're dealing with payment limits that essentially go back to language from, I think, what, the 86 Farm Bill? Well, we know what deflation has been since then. So things have changed a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the limits need to expand. I mean, just due to the course of general inflation.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be a topic of discussion. There is no question about it. As we and I think it may be part of how they're going to get the farm bill back into the spotlight and get some conversation going there. Chase, I need to hear your story on NH3 and safety issues here. What's your anhydrous story?
We had a team member last week, I guess. An O-ring had blew out of a piece of equipment he was working on, and he had sprayed with anhydrous, had some inhalation. He was near to the site, did have another employee there that had some medical background training, got all his clothes removed off of him, kept pouring water over him, or as they call it, irrigating him. Yeah. He did suffer some significant burns from that, so... And the reason I brought that up is because I think there's going to be a higher level of anhydrous put down this fall, just with the price relationship to other sources of N. Yeah. Just make sure you have, people are aware of the hazards of anhydrous and what to do if there is an incident.
Man, that is good counsel right there. And Chase, you know, you make a great point in that looking at the price of anhydrous compared to the other nitrogen sources out there. And, yeah, NH3, there's going to be more use of it this year. And so people need to understand the dangers of the product that they're dealing with. I think it's really, really important. Chad, talk to me about what you're hearing out of Japan.
Well, I just saw this morning that their new prime minister has reached out to Trump wanting to buy soybeans, and I included in that was pickups and gas, if I read it correctly. And you know, Japan is our second biggest export market for pork products, and a great trading partner in the pork industry. And I don't know whether it moves the needle whether Japan imports soybeans or not, but I just found it interesting that they're reaching out wanting to look at buying soybeans. Had you heard that?
Yeah, a little bit. And part of the issue here is that, with China taking up a big chunk of the Brazilian supplies, other countries are having to look more and more to the U.S. for those supplies. I mean, it's like it is supposed to work, but we just haven't seen much of that movement to this point. So if we can start to see some of the movement, that would be fantastic. And Japan is not a huge buyer of beans, but they're big enough that they can have an impact. No question about that. Real quick, Chad, give me your numbers on China pork production too.
Well, China pork production is up considerably in the third quarter, up 7%, and that's a huge jump for them. Their prices are in the tank for their producers, and they bring in quite a bit of pork from Europe as well, which is causing European pork prices to plummet. So it's kind of interesting to watch. You know, our pork prices have hung in there so well. We continue to export to Mexico and Canada and Japan. So, but it doesn't look like China is going to be in the market for a lot of pork.
Yeah, I think that is a good summary of the situation there. No doubt about it. All right, you guys. Man, oh, man, we covered a lot of ground today in the Farmer Forum. Chase, be safe up there. Have a safe finish to your harvest, man.
Yes, bean basis has improved a little bit. 80 on crush plant down to 90 under now, so that's improved some. So.
Yep, down to 90 under, so which is a topic an improvement. Yep, no doubt. Chad, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me on, Chip.
You bet. Farmer
Thanks,
Forum.
Chip.
You bet. Chase DeWitt's up in North Dakota. Chad Lehman in Illinois. Come back this afternoon. Clayton Pope. Clayton Pope Commodities right here on AgriTalk.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer can be a challenging journey, one that no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to accelerate research, leading to more effective treatments. With each new advancement, we're getting closer than ever to our mission of making every cancer patient cancer-free. To get there even faster, we rely on the support from individuals like you, so that through our combined efforts, more patients and their loved ones will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. The fight against cancer never stops. Thankfully, new and promising treatments can help save lives now. Let's go further together. Find out how you can join the mission. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything, from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-293-3079. That's 800-293-3079. 800-293-3079.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A vote is not likely in the Senate today as the government shutdown drags on. Democrats pushing for talks to extend key health care premiums and holding marathon speeches on the